Lama Dalet Amar Aleph.
What order did I give it to you on the Chazar sheet? Ah, the Ran first on the Chazar sheet. Okay. Let's start with the Ran. So far we had... Yeah, no, I gave it to you in that order. When the Chazar sheet, the Ran came before the Ramban. So go stick with that. You know what I mean? Whatever, it doesn't... Yeah. Al Kapanim Azoi. Akapanim Azoi.
Yes, sir.
Confess with the Mishnais, also the Mishnais Kadushim, but the one with the Tosim Kivagan.
It's not that.
Over there, the red one.
No, no, no.
The, what is that? I can't see what that is. The other ones over there. They might have it also. I don't know. It's even better than... Okay.
Not that one?
Yeah, the Bayez is a better printing, but hopefully it's in here also. It's fine, it's fine. I'll read in here. It's just not as good at printing. It doesn't matter. It's good, it's good. Okay. So we had 2/3 roots of the Tosis Kasha so far. It's fine. Right. We have 2/3 roots of the Tosis so far. The Yesh Mefarshim. And the... Re-merits Yisrael. The Yesh Mefarshim and the Rabbi Yosef merits Yisrael. The Kasha was, why do we have to be told that Noshim Achayiv and these Mitzitzei Shalai Yisman Grama? Haray, all these... already have attached to them. Lavin. And Noshim Mechayiv and Lavin. So the first Teret in Tosis was because of situations where the Lav won't apply. And the Teret and the... That's the Teret.
Yeah. If the lab does apply,
yeah.
And
oh, I'm sorry, the V-Merit still didn't. I got mixed up. You have the. I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. V-Merit is the one that asks it. There's two theories of Tarsus. The re Teretz is that the situations where the lab does not apply. And these Mepharshim Teretz is that the reason it makes an Afkamina is because of Asay Deich HaLeisev Asay. The Rimei Eretz Yisrael learned that the Yesh Mepharshim Teretz isn't good because of the Lamedus that he holds, that Ein Asay Deich HaLeisev Asay is a different Lamedus. That was an Afkamina with Malkus, the Tosis and the Chulin. There's all Chazara. What? It's a super love. So Mamela wouldn't matter if they were Chayav Nasei or not. So that's why he's arguing with the Yesh Mepharshim Teretz. The reason the Teretz is from Farshim's Teretz. Yeah? So let's start with the Ran. Zok the Hilag Ran. Yud David Amid Beis. Bidape Harif. Yeah. Second. Let's see the run. Veizu imitzah seish lozman gomam mezuzah maik avil v'shul chakein. V'im toymar. Frek the run. V'im toymar. Lomalei the misli maik avil v'shul chakein. Pshita shah noshim chayov v'yisbehen. So he's asking basically the same question as Tosis, correct? Mm-hmm. What's enough for me to know that they're chayv and these mitzvahs are man grama? Haray, they're chayv anyway because of the lav. That's what the Ron's asking also, right? What? He's basically quoting Tosis. Tosis asks, "Eichu noshim peturos afilu him zman grama." And the Ran asks, "Why are you going to mention these? Pshita that they're chayiv, because if they wouldn't be chayiv, they say they'd be chayiv mitzad the lav." Fine. V'chitim, the Ran says, "Kamashul on the chayyav asafid mishum esish ben." And if you want to tell me that the kamashul is there also chayiv in the asay. Yochi mashma the b'sham mitzvah says shazman grama af agav the izbuhu lav v'noshim chayyav izboi peturis menasei. Oh, meaning Tosaf didn't really entertain this step. The Ran says like this. He says maybe you'll say that my kasha is not such a kasha. You'll say you're right the chayv in the lav, but we wanted to tell you there was a chayv in the say. I mean. Whatever an afkamina that makes to know you're also chayv in asay. You're also chayv in asay. There are times where there's both a lav and asay, so we want to know that you're also chayv in asay. So the Ran says, well, if that's true, then what's pshat? We're differentiating between lois mangram and zmangram. So if the chiddush is that even though we already know the chai because of the lav, we want to be mechadish that they're also chai because of the asay, then that would mean that by zman gromas, in the same oifen that there's a lav, you're not chai in the asay. Because otherwise, what's the distinction? What's the differentiation? We're differentiating between the two. So that necessarily means that if you'd have a mitzvah that says zman groma with a lav, you wouldn't be chai in the asay. If you're going to learn that's the pshat here. On that fractoran, that can't be. That's what he's saying. Bechitei mekamashul on the chayyavos. Let's read it again. Bechitei mekamashul on the chayyavos. Afilu mishum asay shaben. We want to tell you. Also, chayven asay. That's all we're coming to say. That's all we're coming to tell you. Iyachi mashma the b'sham mitzvah shas man grama. Af al gab the ispuhu lav v'noshim chayyavos boy. But two days man asay. Oh, but they lay say, and that's not true. They both have the same halacha, because the mukha gabe shem and sreifa, right? Like we said in Tosis also. That you see, they can't burn shem and sreifa in Yom Tov. Even Noshim can't burn shem and sreifa in Yom Tov. The Pnei Yeshua Bayal says, Adirabba, it's even more talking to Noshim because they're the ones the Mishnayos of the Malika are talking about what you're allowed to use for Neves Shabbos, and that's Allah and the Isha, so it's for sure talking to her, and it says you can't burn it on Yom Tov because Ein Asay Doicha Lo Yisev Asay. For Gabi Kiso, yeah.
So can't we say again? See, if you want to say that, teach me that they're even chayv in the essay by Rosemont Grandma, even though there's a lav, then look,
right.
How does he get to? How does he? To me, I feel like it's like a jump almost. Like it's.
Right, he's saying like this.
Why are you forced to say it? Therefore, even by Rosemont Grandma, if there's a lav, it would be punter from the essay. Why is that? Who says they're the same rules?
Because the Braisa came to be Mechalik. Tana Rabban. Eizu mitzvah seish man grama. Sukkulul of shayfet sittas tefillin. The Eizu mitzvah seish loy is man grama. Mezuzah maika beishaluch akein. Now, if you want to tell me pshat in the second half of the brayso, eizim mitzvah loyes man grama. If you want to tell me that the pshat in that part of the brayso is that the brayso is being mechadish to me, that even though you might already know they're chai because of the lav, I'm telling you they're also chai because of the essay. Then that means the ratio is in the same case, which means the price was really coming to explain like this: when you have lavin, I mean, even though the examples the ratio uses are not necessarily that case, but if we're saying if the price is coming to differentiate between the categories, and it's using a case of a lav, that would mean in the other category of Zman Grumas, even when you have a lav, you're putting from that say.
Because you don't look at the lav, you look at the essay.
Right. Right. So he says, and I know that's not true, because then an Isha would be putting from the essay of... Then Isha would be putting from the essay of Yom Tov.
And therefore you wouldn't have an essay, a lav, a mos essay, the essay.
And therefore you would not have... And I say, they would even have a say, but I say by Yom Tov.
That wouldn't be you,
though. Correct.
Again, you point out that that's only through that Shita. This is not the reason.
Yeah, but we're going with that, yeah.
So is that like the.
But if they're potter, if it's a mitzvah such as Man Groma with a love, they're not potter from the Asay and Chayv in the love?
It's Man Groma. He's saying, if you want to say that the Kiddush of the second half of the Brisa by Lo's Man Groma, is that even though there's a lav, I know they're chai because of the lav, they're also chai for the assay, and you have to say it's a say of like, you know, keeping it equal. The same, the ratio is the same in that it's a case of the chai from the lav, but nonetheless, they're potter from the assay. He's saying that's not true because that, you see a specific case where.
Right, they'd be chai from the lav, potter from the assay.
The reason why they're chai from the assay is because it's an assay, but it's a lose be assay.
Not that they're potter from the lab and they'd be potter from the potter from the say, so they'd be potter from the lab.
No, no, he's not saying that. He's just saying
he's not going that far.
No. But here's an interesting thing. This logic of the Ran, this is very geschmack. That raya that we just said now is only true. His raya is only true if you hold like the Yesh Mefarshim. Because if you hold like the remarriage of Israel, his raya is not a raya.
Right, because they can be part of the
essay. Oh, because you go, oh, exactly. So there's clearly here machlokes, at least between the Ran and the remarriage of Israel, in the lumdis of Ein Essay Dechelo Yisev Essay. You understand?
Yeah.
The Ran's hoichocha that if Isha, who has a lav, also has in the essay, even when that essay is Man Grama, is not a hechokah going to be married to Israel. It's not true. Because it could very well be she doesn't have it. And Af Al Pi Kein ain't Sarf and Truma ain't Sarf
demonstrated in specific case.
The lav itself became Alum. If you say that the Lumdis and Ain't I say the Lizab that say is that the lav becomes Alum, then we have no raya necessarily that she's chayv in that same
Yom Tov. That it can be separated?
Yeah, Alum means that even if you would be potter from the assay that came along with it, it would still have a stronger koyach that you couldn't have another assay be doiket. To be married to Sarah's logic. The Ran's raya only works according to Yesh Mefarshim's logic, which is, no, if you're potter from the assay that comes along with the Leis assay, then it should be doiket. Okay, so that's one decoder. We see the Ran is assuming clearly not like the not like the Bimir Tzisro, at least in Tosfos, yeah. Good guess.
It wasn't a guess, I loved the guess today.
Good.
When you were eating bagels.
Okay, so let's invite it, yeah.
I'm just trying to remember the question we had about that.
That's why you got it right.
He's on Musa right now, he wants to chat.
Writing, you always have to write, because otherwise it's... No, it does play. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that machlokes that we learned in the lumdis of Ein Asei Dechelos in Tosfos, the Ran only makes sense according to one side of that lumdis. According to the other side of that lumdis, it's not... The Ran's
rising. The equation side.
Ran only makes sense according to the equation side, right. The mathematical equation. But according to the side that the super lav...
No,
then the Ran's raya is not a raya. What's the raya? Because they can't bring Shem to Yom Tov. It's not a raya that they're chayvin l'seiv Yom Tov. According to the Bimei Tzisro. Okay, Gavaldik. So that's why he's saying you can't learn Pshat in the Brisa like this. Okay. What about Kizui Adam? That's the case in Beitz over there, right? Over there also by Kizui Adam. Yeah, you have to do right. Over there, same idea. You have a mitzvah Kizui Adam, and then it said... Yeah, no, not the other one, no. So it says, so he says, V'gabi Kizui Yishloimar, the itzdrich, the mishkakach lulohani, the lesbu lav. No, I'm sorry, Gabi Kiso, okay, period. I'm sorry. Okay, so we have the kasha is still on the table. So yesh lo imar, tetzterich, we need it. Why? The mishkakas lulohani, the less buhu lav, the ikka asay. Because we have cases where there's no lab and there's an essay. Ba'avedok, going to not the manasach zidra, the miniperk and the metzias. She'ena oivim mishum the sukkah of salem. And the mishavavdi sh'ayv le mishavavdi the shive. Again, the case was he picked it up of zero, it changed after the year, she changed his mind. Mamish like the reed, it sounds like, right? Mamish like the reed. Ubishulka king, going to not the manasach shalcha, the ena oivim mishum the sukkah ka'ed, because he's a bechulin.
Second
pencil is well started. Yeah. That doesn't matter. What are the two different titles? Ula Didi. So what's Iran say? Iran's going to say now his own turrets. Ula Didi. Hokam Ashmalon. Dechayoba is afil mishum esse shebehen. Ooh. So what does Iran say? He's going back to his original turrets. That it's teaching us to even chayv in the essay. Before he said that's not a good teretz, so he's got to explain. So Dr. Ran, yeah. But lo yidom el Shabbos v'yom tov klal. Tohosom la v'essay kulu b'shevi al teseh. But lo yefshir l'aflu ginhu. Ooh, a new lumdus in the Ran. About Bahani, lav the essay, Shabahan, Ainan Bon Kaechot. Debishiluka Kainim, not la Amanashal oil Shalka, Oivishal Sika Kaim. The Haka Kaye be essay Shabab, the Shalach. The Shalach. I'm sorry. The Shalach, the Rabban allowed me Karamash. We can book a Berak Shalach again. Shalach only the mitzvah of Shalach is only after he picks it up. So he's saying, I want to go back to my original Teretz. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that they're also Chayiv in the essay. They're also Chayiv in the essay.
And the problem with that was.
Aye, the problem with that is that you see on Yom Tov. The chayiv in the essay, even though over there it's a zman grama. So if the whole pshat, the brisa was to teach me that by lav zman grama, the chayiv in the essay along with the lav. So that means by zman grama, they're not chayiv in the essay along with the lav. But I see from Yom Tov they are. He says, well, it depends. When the essay and the lav are lined up, they're both b'shevi al teseh, they're both telling you the same thing. Then you cannot split them up. But in an oifen where the lav and the essay are going on two, the lav is don't do it.
The same mitzvah, but
two separate parts of the mitzvah. The lav is lo yisikachem abon, don't pick up the ein. And the essay is, if you picked it up, send it away. Yeah? So those are two independent parts of the mitzvah. So he says, if it's there, avad you could split it up. So by mitzvahs essay that come along with a lab where you could split it up, that's a distinction our Bryce is making. But when it's lab is man gomer, the chayv in the essay. Which would imply if it would be zman gomer, there'd be butter in the essay. It's true. Yeah, even better than what I said before, that it's going back to the ratio. Stam, the implication is in this, just in the safe itself. The Bryce is saying if it would be zman gomer, they'd be butter. That's what the Bryce seems to be saying. They're chayv because it's lab is man gomer. That means if it would be zman gomer, they'd be butter. Ah, it has a lav. So the Radovich started to say, so it's telling you also chayv in that say. But it's telling you also chayv in that say, that's the implication is, if it would have been zman gomer, it'd be butter in that say. I see from Yom Tov, it's not true. Nein, you don't see from Yom Tov, it's not true. In Yom Tov, we couldn't separate that say and the lav. Because the nature of that say and the lav are going the exact same thing. Don't do malacha.
Shabbos, sure, like, distinction of whether the...
Yeah. Maybe not like the Ramban and Chumash so much.
We saw that later, I think.
They're both Shevi Altase.
Right, more of a Shevi Altase.
But when, right, but when the mitzvahs, when the lab and essay are two different parts, the lab is just the Loitase, and the essay is Kumase, then you could separate the two. And on that, our Bryce is telling you, you should know, your Chayiv in the essay goes to the lab is Zman Gromba. Ha, if it would be Zman Gromba, you'd be Batev in the essay. That's the Teretz. I see from Yom Tov that even though it is Man Gomer and the Chayv in the essay, that's different. That's because over there you can't separate the Lav from the essay. But in the Oifen that you can separate the Lav from the essay, if it would be Zman Gomer, you would talk and say the Potter from the essay. So that's the condition of the Braisa. That these mitzvahs are Lois, are Lav Zman Gomer, they'd be Chayv in the essay. Valdik. No?
According to
Tosis. Well, what Tosis? What the Ran? Ron, let's get it to crystal clear, then we can make problems. Yeah? Let's just finish off inside, and then you'll make... Wait 1 minute. Yeah? Ubaveda gamkein. Imra, saveda, we seize that veda, veloi, not law, and it doesn't pick it up, I've been chungus, and it's alayim. But let me show you the shivim. The not law, manashal, but if he picks it up, I'm manashal, like zero, or if he's chungus, and it's alayim, he did break el metzias. Now it becomes chayv and oshev the shivin. Then the essay comes now. The essay could be independent of the lav. The lav he was over when he built the house, and now he's chayv in the essay. Right? To build the micah. The fact that he was over the lav already doesn't change the fact that right now he has an essay in his head. Masha'ain came. Which is not so on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Because it's basically the same thing. What did I say? One's a lav, but they're telling you the same thing. V'ha the katani ezui mitzvah seishes man grama ve'ezui shalayes man grama perushu gomafarish heiki dami kagoyin katani. Now the other round says what we said before. It's giving you examples. Aval mimne lamanilu. It's not listing all of them. Dimken shayer tuva. Because then we left out a lot. Okay. But that's the story of the Ran. Zok the Ran, again. The territory of the Kasha is very poshut. You know why it's listing these things, even though Yechayim Mitzad Alav, it's listing it to you should know Yechayim Mitzad Asay. My Nafkamina is to know Yechayim Mitzad Asay. And Mitzvah say? You have a Mitzvah say? Ah, so here's the Gabalic part. This is where the rounds, where he started off was you can't say that. Why did he start off that you can't say that? Because if that would be true, it would mean that if Micah would be an Azman Grama, the Bryce is saying I'm Chai because it's not Azman Grama. That means if it would be Azman Grama, I'd be Taka Putter, even though I have a lav. And I see from Yom Tov that that's not true. I see if I'm Yom Tov, Noshim or Chayiv in that say of Yom Tov. Because when you have a lab, you have that say. So I see even by Zman Groma, you can't say. I see even by Zman Groma, you Chayiv in that say. So now he's answering no. Yom Tov, Chayiv in that say, you can't separate the two because the lab and that say are on the same thing. They're both, Meshav Alta said, they're both telling you the same thing. Mashenkin, when they say, is telling you something more than the lav, like in Aveda, like in Micah, like in Shiluach HaKein, then you could separate them. And the male, the chiddush of the price is that since it's lav zman gomer, the chayv nasei. But if it would be zman gomer, the taka be potter. That's what the Ran says.
Separated lava that I say mitzvah.
No phone.
Let's call it a separated law that I say.
What, the ones that are not bomb kecher, right. Okay.
Does he hold that you wouldn't say, I say doche, close, I say that I say in that kind of case? You say that?
Not necessarily.
But then how is that? I thought the whole problem was that. I say is the main point, because that's what's stopping me on Yom. That's what's stopping me.
True.
Right. So therefore, if I have this kind of los say and separate I say, and if that also was docha and los say, that also wasn't nidcha from an say. Would there be...
No, what's up? What he's saying is, yes, if you have a type of lav and assay that are not bonkech, that the assay could be independent of the lav, and that assay was a zman groma, yeah?
Yeah.
Then, meaning, if Yom Tiv would have been a type of assay and lav that are separable, then according to the Ran, Noshim could burn Shem Tzayim and be Yom Tov.
Noshim could be what?
That's correct.
Noshim could be Pater?
They'd be able to burn
Shem.
Say it would be Doche. The last.
I say it according to the Ran. It's not going with the Ran. That's right. That's what he's saying. Exactly. Exactly. So say, don't ask me from Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is not that type of Lav Essay. But if he would have, there would be that type of Lav Essay, then it would be Doche. Why? Because Noshim are Pater from it. And Mamela, now I understand the Kiddush of our Braisa. That when it's a lav zman groma, even when it's a separable lav and essay, the chayv and essay goes to lav zman groma. But you're right, if it would be zman groma, they'd be potter. I tell you, our yom tov the chayv, that's a different type of thing. Exactly. The Ran saying, that's the same. It's another way you could sum it up. If yom tov would be that type of lav and essay, that's like Mike and like these things that's separable, then in the way the Ran's setting it up, an isha should be able to burn Shem Srefa on
Tuesday.
Yom. Correct.
Just the losas.
Correct. 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 And the reason she can't is because it's the lav and essay of Yom Tov are different. Lav and essay of Yom Tov are inseparable.
Right.
That's why she can't.
You can't apply the other case to art.
Right. Right.
That lav and essay.
Gevaldik! So now, let me see the sheet for a second. How's our sheet holding up? We have 82, it's Kutcher, the Toys, Re-H, Mepharshim, Ran. Okay.
So if anybody wants to listen to it, I'll put it online today.
Okay. Okay, so now, let me just point out one thing, Alevi. I'll take your question in a second.
I'll be taking questions after.
According to it, now that we have this around, now that we understand this around. By the way, that which the Ran's Hoychoch of Shem and Srefa does not work out according to being married to Israel, the Kivagan, the Torah Kivagan, Taka points that out. It's in parentheses over there, but that's what he says. But, no, I'm saying that which we spoke out, that the Ran's original Raya from Yom Tov does not go with the lump of the marriage of Israel. Kivega and the Toysus speaks that out in parentheses. But I'm just saying, so now that we have this round, it comes out like this. comes out, the Rebbe Eretz Yisrael has the kasha on the Yish Mefarsh. The Rebbe Eretz Yisrael has the kasha on the Yish Mefarsh. According to you, Yish Mefarsh, that you want to learn that the Chiddush of our Braisa is that we need to know she's chayv in the essay, because if we wouldn't know that, we'd say essay the chalais essay. So I need to know she's chayv in the essay, so that now I know
she's
chayv. So now I know that the essay, right? That there's no essay. There's no essay the chalais essay, because ain't essay the chalais essay. So the Rebbe Eretz Yisrael asked on him, if that's true, then Noshim should be able to burn Shabbat Tzreifa and Yom Tov, because they don't have the Asay of Yom Tov, because that's Zman Grama. They don't have the Asay of Yom Tov, so we should say Asay the Galoy said Asay, they should be able to burn Shabbat Tzreifa and Yom Tov. That was a remarriage to Sol's Kasha on the Yish Mefarshim. Right. That was his kasha, the Yish Mefarshim. Correct? Everybody remembers Tosfos? Do you remember Tosfos? The Yish Mefarshim said the Napkin needed to know that they're chayiv in the midst of the Seif Micah, because without that, if another assay came along to be doicha the lav of Micah, it'd be doicha. So I need to know the chayv and assay of Micah, so it's ain't assay the galois of assay. The Rebbe Eretz Yisrael asks on that, if that's the lumdis you're using, we call that the mathematical equation lumdis, that it should come out, that could burn Shabbat Tzreifa and Yom Tov. And we know they can't. That was his kasha. Yeah. According to the Ran, we can answer it very simply. Meaning, I don't know. Yes, Mefarshim didn't say this is what they meant. They meant, but we could take the lumps of the Ran and put it into the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim saying, the Yesh Mefarshim saying, there's enough for me to know the chayv and the assay, because without that, it would be assay the galoyis assay. Just what? That's only in an oifen where the assay is. Is separable from the fantastic, crazy chedusha. Let's just say what's clear. Then we'll listen.
Say that to me, by the way. Let's go.
I'm just saying, if we take what? If we take again, I'm not saying the Yesh Mefarshim didn't say any of this, but if we use the Yomdus of the Ran and we plug that into the Yesh Mefarshim, it could be that in economy you could say the Yesh Mefarshim's teretz. The reason the Brides have said that I say is so that we would know you'll ask on me from Shem and Sreifa and Echinami by Shem and Sreifa, even if it would be a mitzvah as man grama. Apa pichein Noshim can't do it. Apa pichein, why? Because it's inseparable essay love. But in the world of separable essay bala, in the world separable meaning not bon ke'echad, like Shaluach HaKein and all the ones around explained, and Echinami over there make a nafkamino. Without the essay, we would say she could be doicha. We would say if she didn't have the essay, we'd say if she only had the lav, we'd say it would be nidcha. But now that we know she has the essay, it's not nidcha. I mean, I'm bringing very, very close the Ran with the Yesh Mefarshim.
But the Yesh Mefarshim is not giving a general sense that they are separate. He has to show that because of certain actions or kavonas or whatever, they became separated. Otherwise, he would consider them together.
No, right, because he needs that. Because he's not saying the Ran's, again. He needs that
because he's not saying the Ran's.
He's not saying the Ran's teretz.
I'm
saying like this. There's two. The word separate, the word separate in English could be used, has two different connotations here. But the the Ri is saying a different teretz altogether. That there are fine where the law doesn't apply. I'm not going with that. Say the Yesh Mepharshim himself. All the Yesh Mepharshim said was that we need to know the Chayv and the Asay, because if not, it would be, if you had another Asay came along, it would be doing the Lav. Now I know it's not Toicha. She has the Asay. I freck the Mimer Tzisrael, so then by Yom Tov, she doesn't have that Asay, it is Toicha. Answer is with the Ran, no. The Yesh Mepharshim will answer, no. By an Asay V'Lav, that's a bomb, Ke'echad Asay V'Lav, that I never meant to say when making Afkamina. Then I give to the Ran, that you can't separate the two. She's chayvin that anyway. What I'm talking about is the fanim where they are separable. And that I'm saying, that makes a tremendous nafkamina to know if she's chayv or not, clapping whether in Asay Teich Elizabeth or not. What I'm really saying is that the Yesh Mepharshim and the Ran are one and the same, pretty much. Just the Ran expressed it as knowing she's chayv. And the Yesh Mepharshim wasn't happy enough with knowing she's chayv. The Yesh Mepharshim wanted a practical nafkamina. It's going to the Ran, there's no practical nafkamina. You're chayv in the Lav, you're chayv, so what's the difference? You're chayv in the Asay too. The only difference is knows. The only difference is that's tshuva, to know what you're doing. The Yesh Mepharshim wanted a practical nafkamina, the Maisa. But in Lavness, we could line them up the same. Levi wanted to go to a total extreme, that if it's not Bankech, it goes to Shting as in Asay Doich, like say that. The Ran's not saying that. Why should that be? No, it's still a of essay. Bon Kekha just means that they're not both. The Ran means it's by Yom Tov.
It doesn't make the Lois
bon say Olam. Bon Kekha, the Ran's are going with Olam anyway.
Why would it make it Olam?
I'm saying in general.
Oh, why?
Why should it make it Olam? It still has it.
Yeah, it still has it. The Ran just saying. Don't jump. You're connecting too many things that shouldn't be connected. The Ran just saying one thing. Bon Kechad is the both Sheva Altasa. Not Bon Kechad. I'm not asking on the Ran, you're misunderstanding the Ran. Not Bon Kechad means one's taking the form of a Sheva Altasa, and one's taking the form of now you have to do that thing, the Kumbase. But there's no reason to, but there's still an essay there. So in the world of Ein Asay Deich Leis Vasei,
it's heavier.
The Ran's a different subject matter. Some of the subject matter of can Noshim be chayv one without the other. Is that?
But sometimes you won't have them together. Yes.
That's the Yesh Mepharshim starts.
No, forget about anybody. Just in general. Ein Asay Deich Leis Vasei. If you have a case where there's no. Not always together.
That's the machlokes. Yesh Mepharshim remarries as well. Which means what? There's no Asay.
No, which means that it's like, for example, say
a
person does
a simple question. Still, it's a bad question.
Let's say a person does it. Sometimes the two averus at the same time. He's eating chazer and kippur. So there, chazer is there and kippur. You don't say that this is an aver with two lavin. It happens to be you're doing an aver which you're over two lavin at the same time. But it's not, this aver doesn't have two lavin.
Let's do this.
What's your point?
So I'm saying, Enes Yedeh Leis Vasei.
Vasisa Maika Legagecha and Loisotim Dabba Bevesecha are not chazer and yom kippur. They're the same thing. One's the essay, one's the lav.
You see that it's possible to be separate.
Won't be over
one without the other.
Again, do you say NSW in that case or not? That's my point. There's remarriage to Sarah and the Mepharshim. Why should it be? What you're trying to say, okay, what you're trying to say is, since there's a finally got one without the other, then even when they're both together, you shouldn't say NSW.
It doesn't make it
Olin
then.
Again, forget all of that. I'm saying that's the Tumma Kleikas and Taisvis.
Yeah, they're saying that you can knock
is
out
the Bart Olim or is the Bart?
And you have
to say. Taisvis doesn't say that. Taisvis doesn't say it's Olim because they're together.
It has to be together. So that means it may not be simultaneous.
Okay, I'll go. Okay.
Let me.
Two separate things.
I understand. You're asking.
We posed this before when I asked the question.
That is not simultaneous. It's sometimes one without the other.
Let me rephrase.
It's simultaneous.
Wait, you have to focus on what makes them. One
second.
We have to focus on what on who you're asking on. I think I understand now.
He's asking me, but you can
answer. No, who is he asking on? You can't. It's too general what you're saying. There's so many different factors. No, there's not that a general question. You have a kasha on the remarriage to Israel. Let's define it. No. Kasha on the remarriage to Israel. Listen to me.
Don't argue. No, it does. I've been down this road.
Depending on who you ask,
don't argue.
It depends. No, you have to define the kasha.
It does.
You can't throw out general terms. If a kasha is married to Israel, Frank, do you want a kasha to be married to Israel? The Yejim of Barsham said, listen, hear me.
I don't have this kasha.
Okay, but let's understand it because.
No,
no, I think your answer to his kasha is correct.
It is,
but I wanted, to have just a clarity on what the good is.
Just strokes my ego.
No, I'm serious. It is correct. I wanted to have to find what you're asking.
Mine is messed up. Yours is correct. It's fine.
You're asking like this. Really, what's coming out is you're asking. The Yeshiva Parshim said that there are ifanim where that state doesn't apply. And that's why it matters whether there's an essay or not, because that should be saying that there's an essay or not. Comes along the Bimer to someone, he says, it doesn't matter to me that there are ifanim where the essay doesn't apply. Since there is an essay, that makes the lab olam. And therefore, you can never be doicha this lab. Yeah? So you're asking an olam. You're saying, why is it olam? If there are times that the essay doesn't apply, then when the lab's there without that say, it's not olam. It shouldn't be called olam. We shouldn't have a koyach not to be nitken.
Mashenki like by yontif is olam because it's the same thing.
That's exactly what the Ritual is saying. I don't care if it's there or not.
That's goof is kiddush.
That's goof is kiddush. I don't care if you're chayav in essay or not. The fact that there isn't essay at some point in time, ever, that lab is olam.
That's his
question.
That's his kiddush.
That's what he said. But that's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Let me rephrase my question. You're not allowed to build a house without a mic, right? You have to build a mic. Those are not two different actions.
They're two different things.
They're two different actions. One is building the house, one is building the mic.
Right.
So the lawyers are saying the essay are two different things, so I'm saying. One supports the other. It's like if you steal something, you have a mitzvah essay to return it. Is that considered lawyers saying with that?
So that, but that's the run.
No.
You're saying the run now. You're saying the run. You're saying the run. It's not like Yom Kippur.
Forget about anybody.
No.
Oh, no.
Why?
It's not the same thing. Bro,
why forget about anybody?
Because you have two mitzvahs on the market. You have one not to not have one, and you have one to have one. That's it. It's not stealing and returning. It's not getting married and divorced. That's like stealing and we're giving back. The question is which one's worse?
Ron is saying that, that's the distinction. You can't compare the two. You can't bring me the case of Yom Tov to try to teach me something over here that I can't teach something over here. They're different. The case of Yom Tov is where they're Bom Gecha. The case of Makeh, they're not Bom Gecha. They're two separate things.
Right. But the Ron's never saying that because of that you wouldn't say NSA declaration of
essay. I asked.
Yeah, one more question.
Oh, that's you asked on the round.
Remember, I think you stupid questions for me.
I was out.
That's
one more stupid question, right?
It's okay, I find the one that always gets this. Okay. It makes me feel stupid.
No, it's fine. I'm just tired.
Okay,
one more question.
When Tosef says, the first part of Tosef says, if I read Kulosh Kachas lo essay below lav, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know how to read Tosef.
That's the read. And therefore, okay.
It's possible to have a lav without an essay. You can have the essay without the lav.
Right. Yeah. That sounds like the rab.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's why he has to teach me. But the whole question is, why he teaching me the chayiv in these cases? The chayiv is from the lav. So he's saying that you might have changed from the lav.
These parents are saying, can that, once you know the Ron, can you read that in the Rios or not?
No, it's totally different terms.
I know that's not the first glimpse.
The Gemara's not talking about a case where there's so no. The Gemara's talking about a case where there's no lav.
Do you just say
that? The fact that you could find it without a lav.
Yeah, then what would happen?
Remember,
the question is, why are you teaching me that the chayv in these assays, the chayv anyway because it's a lav? So he's saying, no, it might not be a lav. So how do I have the chayv in the assay? That's what I'm teaching, it's not the chayv in the assay.
So sometimes you won't be chayv.
No, that's what he's saying.
The reason it makes a lav committed to know that she's chayv in the assay, it's for cases where there's no lav.
If that assay came along without the lav, she's chayv in the assay. You wouldn't know that otherwise. That's if you just relied on the lav, and there's no lav, then there's no essay for her. So I'm telling you that even without the lav, I mean, there's no case of the lav, she's chayv in the essay.
No.
That's the first terrors, but...
That's the first terrors. Yep. The Ram brings them out. The Ram himself brings that terrace. Then he says, his own terrace.
You could come and say,
separable, not separable.
It could be not separable. Therefore, when you end up with a Sheva Alta, you might say that you could even work that terrace into the remarriage. That when it's a Sheva Alta, it's not like a regular assay that's Ali.
Toys had a question. Why do I have to go to
the I think we see that later on in the
interview. It's the answer.
Didn't he include that in the Rabbi Akiva Egan? That it might be that distinction. And then when it's a Sheva Alta, say, then it's. It's like the difference between it was like a Gamor or not, right? So Sheva, so you could then start making distinctions in the type of, so they're separate or they're together and they're real Asay Gamors or Lot Asay Gamors, or they're separate together and it's a Sheva Alta Asay is not.
That's different.
Yeah, but then you could look, you could say that maybe even the run you could learn in the remote because we said it has to be according to the remarriage itself, not the Yesh Mepharshim, right?
Yeah, the remarriage itself is using the case of Yom Tov
to use the case of Yom Tov,
then it can't be like the Ran. Ran is just
but he said it's stuff that could be in the remarriage.
I don't know why. The time is probably the Farshim way. I think the answer Farshim is a jump. Even though the answer Farshim, it sounds like you bring in the Ram, like not speaking out. The Ram just kind of makes like one step missing in the answer Farshim. How you get from Lazma Groma to Zman Groma.
Well, the Ram just saying that the chiddush of the Braisa is that even though we know you're chayv mitzad the lav, we want to be mechadish to the chayv mitzad the asay. So therefore, we have to tell you it's the lav's man gomer you're chayv. We don't need that. We know you're chayv mitzad asay because Yom Tov you're also chayv mitzad asay, even though it is man grama. That's when the lav and asay are inseparable. That there's no chiddush. When the lav and asay are both sheva al taseh, then we already would know nashim chayv. If it's a chayv the lav, the chayv and asay, but where they're not inseparable, then you can think that then it could very well be Noshim Bekayim Allah, but not Nasei. So Kamash Malan, you should know the also Kayim Nasei, because it's not Zman Gromo. Right? Maybe you didn't mean to ask on Olam. Maybe you meant to ask on Lagan himself. You were bringing up Olam. Olam is a different thing. Maybe you meant to ask Tom the Ran himself. Didn't it? The Ran's clearly saying that when the Lav and Essay are inseparable, then it's Ein Essay Degalay Sei Vasei by Nisha, because it's even though it's Man Grum. But if it would be Lav's Man Grum, sorry, but it would be a different type. If it would be a separable lab, I say, it should be mutter, because it's mangrum. You're asking, forget about that. It means that's mangrum, but there shouldn't be an assay, because they're not. Let's ask on the Ran, not all of them. Not all of them.
There wasn't this question.
That would happen, that's what I'm saying.
I would not meant to say in general.
The Ran is not even necessarily going to the.
I say, but that's something else.
We know that he says that, that when you have an assay and a lava that come together, you know she's chayim.
Even though it's man grum.
Yeah, but that's all you know. Whether it's doch, the whole case of upstairs yogdov, it's pushed or not put. I don't think he cares. Like. His point is that when they come together, then she's chayav nasei. You don't have to teach me anything. There's no way he's good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a matter of what. We don't know what he holds by a state of those nasei. If he holds that, it doesn't apply if it's a separate law by nasei. We don't know that.
What do you mean, what it doesn't apply?
We don't know that he's not bringing this as a raya as what it means to be a say dochalo say vasei. He's just saying that you can't use the case of yomtiv. Prove anything. Because when the Asay and the Lose come together, she's chayav and Asay. Period. She's chayav and Asay.
Right.
That's it.
You don't come together.
It's not a question of, well, because she wasn't chayav and Asay,
right.
Then you would
be. Don't come together.
You go
together right. And it would be his man grammar, she'd be potter.
Right.
But if you don't come together and it's not the grammar, then she's chayav. Right. And a kanam. Right. Right, this mafarshim is the one who's talking about ain't that the devil say? Yeah, that's true. I wanted to put the lumbness of the Ran into the mafarshim, which could be also. That's better than coffee. Come on. That's better than coffee in the morning.
I have to go, that's cool.